Hello and welcome to Spieling the Beans with me, Dom Stevens, the storytelling podcast in which storytellers tell stories about telling stories. And welcome to the first ever Junket episode, because in October, I got the chance to record a few interviews for the podcast at the London Film Festival, and these will be sprinkled throughout this coming season. This episode features the co-directors of Saipan, Glenn Leyburn and Lisa Barros-Dessart. Saipan is the story of football player Roy Keane and his manager Mick McCarthy in the events leading up to Ireland's 2002 World Cup campaign. The intense rivalry between these two transcended the game, gripping an entire nation and the sporting world. On the surface, the feud was all about standards, but deep down, it was a hugely emotive story about two men whose rivalry and contempt came to surpass the very sport they loved. It stars Steve Coogan and Aina Hardwick, who is currently starring in Playboy of the Western World at the National Theatre. And you can see it in UK cinemas from tomorrow. We join the conversation, having just asked the directors how this project came about, and on the incredible casting in particular.
Well, we'd been talking to the producers for quite some time about finding a project. We'd had a couple of false starts. They had sent us scripts, and for whatever reason, we weren't available. Those false starts. And then this script came through, and Lisa's not particularly a football fan. I am. And so I think Lisa thought, well, perhaps it won't be for her, the story to tell, because as a filmmaker, you have to give several years of your life over to projects and be very immersed. And I read the script out of courtesy to the guys, the producers, and very quickly realised that whilst it's about football, it's about lots of other things as well. And so I then passed it on to Lisa, and she read and agreed that the writing was brilliant and it was something that would be worth our time and our...
Yeah. Steve was easy to cast. He was our first, the perfect person that we wanted to play Mick McCarthy, and he responded to a lot of the things in the role to do with those themes of, you know, being part of an Irish diaspora, kind of understanding that how those themes of national identity feel if you're part of that, and that's maybe a point of view that we don't always see on screen, and there's so many diaspora communities all over the world. So that felt like it was very interesting, and as well as just being a brilliant actor. And, you know, Mick's character in it is less explosive than Roy, but in some ways, and for that reason, perhaps it's a difficult character to play, because it doesn't have that same, immediately occupy that very kind of dramatic sort of, those dramatic emotional intensities until certain moments occur. You're not looking for someone to do an impression of the character. It's all about finding the sort of emotional truth of that character. Roy Keane is obviously a very well-known character, very charismatic, and for someone to be able to convey that sort of authority and presence on screen felt really important. And certainly when Aina came in to audition, we really felt that, you could feel the electricity kind of shifting in the room, and he was really able to bring that super well. Because we have a climactic sequence in the film that's basically an argument that goes on for about 7 minutes, so it's all about characters who are super confident and have a wealth of skill and subtlety and intelligence and nuance that they can bring to that, so that it's not, so you're actually kind of taken on a roller coaster ride, even though it's just two people kind of talking to each other in a room. And we're delighted with the casting. We felt we couldn't have cast anyone better in those roles.
Yeah. Sport is often a sort of good conduit for human emotion generally. Why do you think it lends itself, sort of historically, from looking at humanity through the lens of sport as such a sort of perennial?
I mean, I think you're right. I don't, I'm not a follower of sports, but I have definitely watched great dramas about a lot of different sports set in the world of basketball or set in the world of American football, or, so yes, they have, their high stakes, they're clear, they involve a lot of psychological drama, and in this case, I think there are a lot of themes to do with masculinity, national identity, with, it's the World Cup, so there are, it's a story about how it's the forum in which we kind of deal with each other as nations in a certain idealized way in the World Cup, but actually in real life, as we all know, we don't really kind of manage those you know, managed to do it that well. I think there's an appeal about the structure of, you know, an order of a forum like that, which doesn't necessarily relate to the chaos of real life, but it does lend itself to great drama very often.
Completely. Do you have particular sort of childhood memories of football, of growing up with sort of a particular connection or a particular memory that springs
from? Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, some of my strongest childhood memories. I mean, as a football fan, are definitely football connected. I can remember, I'm a lifelong Liverpool fan, and I can remember when they were in the European Cup back in the day, which would have been the Champions League now. The match was obviously at night, and I was so young that I shouldn't have been allowed to stay up late for the match. And I made a deal with my mum that if I had a sleep during the day, she would waken me up and I would watch the match. And Liverpool won the European Cup that year. And then, you know, I can remember Scotland playing in Argentina in 1978, and they had a famous almost comeback against Holland, where a player called Archie Gemmell scored a goal. Lots of childhood memories relating to watching sport and then also playing football as well.
When you come to sort of shooting the action sequences, for want of a better phrase, the playing football, what's important as a filmmaker to fake the speed of actual football playing that is resonant and feels real, for want of a better phrase? Mm-hmm. How do you do that as a director?
Okay, when we were approaching those scenes, I suppose we're doing our best to be as authentic as we possibly can. We did employ football coaches, so they are actually on set coaching the team as they would if it was the Irish national team. We did a little bit of rehearsal with the team before shooting. We didn't have a huge amount of time, but that was important for the team to bond. We also, in the casting process, when we're casting the team, the members of the team auditioned for speaking lines if they had them, and they also had to put themselves on tape playing football, so we knew that they could kick a ball and they were competent. They didn't have to be expert football players, but have a base layer of being able to kick a ball. All those things are important to us, and I suppose by surrounding the people with real football coaches, that helps a little bit, I think. We've done this before. We had our last film was about a cancer diagnosis, and it set in a hospital, and more often than not, if there was a doctor or a nurse within the scene, we would have cast doctors or nurses, people who did that job every day. That brings an authenticity that's probably difficult for maybe a person who's coming in for the day to play those roles. So yes, the detail is important to us.